Now, we've come to a verse that is really one that's certainly been misunderstood and misconstrued. Verse 16 it is. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Now, this refers to physical death. It has no reference to spiritual death at all, because the child of God has eternal life. And we're talking now about not that, but a physical death. In other words, what he's saying here is this. Believers can commit a sin for which the Heavenly Father will call them home. That is, he'll remove them from this life physically because they may be disgracing him. Now let's look at some that committed a sin, actually, unto death. Moses and Aaron, back in the Old Testament, they committed a sin unto death. You will recall that Moses got angry when the children of Israel kept begging for water, and he smote the rock there twice. Somebody said he just should have smitten it once. He shouldn't have even touched that rock. It had already been smitten once before, and he should rest upon that, you see. And that was to be an example and a type of Christ, because Paul said, and that rock which followed them was Christ, and he only died once. And Moses spoiled the type, really, by doing what he did. And God said, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. That's in Numbers, the 20th chapter, at verse 12. Now, there was for this man Moses a restoration that he could continue leading, but he began to plead with God, you know, to forgive him and to permit him to enter the land. But the Lord told him, though I've restored you into your place of leadership, but you're not going to enter the land. And when he kept after the Lord said to him, speak no more unto me of this matter. In other words, Moses and Aaron both had sinned a sin unto death. And it was physical death that they had committed. Now you have another example of that when you come to the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira, they were those that were in the early church. They were guilty, actually, of a lie. You might say, well, they repented, didn't they? Yes, after they were caught. But they didn't repent because of what they had done. They repented because they were caught. They were willing to give a false impression to the early church. They were willing to live a lie. And God took them because of that and removed them from this earthly scene. And you have another incident of that. It's mentioned over in 1 Corinthians. Paul could say to them, they had been actually getting drunk, some of them, at the Lord's Supper. And they were missing the meaning of it altogether. And Paul could write to them in 1 Corinthians 11:30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That is, they were dead. Many of you are dead. And what he's saying here, they committed a sin unto death. Now, somebody's going to say then, what is that sin unto death? Well, to begin with, it's not an unpardonable sin. It's just physical death, not spiritual death. These people are God's children. He would never have taken them home if they hadn't been his children. The Lord doesn't whip the devil's children. He only whips his own. And when his children sin unto death, somebody then says, well, what is it? What is it specifically? Well, for Moses and Aaron, it was one thing. They lost their temper. They destroyed a type, actually, of the Lord Jesus. And Ananias and Sapphira, they were living like hypocrites. And we find that in the city of Corinth, why there were believers there that were getting drunk disorderly at the Lord's table, and some of them had died. They had committed the sin unto death. So it's no one thing specifically. And I have a notion that for you it would be different than it would be for me. But I'm of the opinion that every believer is capable of committing the sin unto death, whatever it is for them. You can go on in sin and God will remove you from the sin. Now, that doesn't mean that every Christian that dies has committed sin, but it's possible to do that. I think Absalom committed it. I'm of the opinion that Absalom was really a child of God, but he led a rebellion against his father. And I have noticed this. I've watched this over a period of years. Troublemakers in the church, I have watched how God has dealt with them. And may I say that I've seen him not only remove them by death, but I've also seen him set them aside so that they are of no more use in the service of God at all. I believe that it's possible to commit the sin unto death. And that's not spiritual death. It's just that God's calling a child home that has committed a sin. Now, I can illustrate that. Here is a mother that has a little boy. It's her little angel child, of course, little Willie, and he's just a fine little fella. And next door, though, there lives a little brat, the age of her little angel, and they play together out in the backyard. Well, one day she's working in the kitchen, and she hears that little brat next door yelling at the top of his voice. And she rushes to the door, and she looks out, and there is her precious little angel on top of the little brat next door, just beating the stuffing out of him. And she says, "Willie, you're going to have to come in the house if you don't act right, if you are not nice to the little boy next door." And he says, "Yes, Mama, I'll be better." And she says, "Well, if you're not, I'm going to have to bring you in the house." Well, she goes back in and she starts working in the kitchen again. And about 30 minutes or an hour goes by. And again, she hears that familiar cry of the little brat next door. And she goes to the door and that familiar sight greets her. Her little precious angel is on top of the brat next door, just beating the stuffing out of him. And she said, "Willie, come in the house." He said, "I don't want to come in the house." She said, "I said that if you did that again, you'd have to come in the house." And he said, "I don't want to come in the house." And he balks. Well, what does she do? She goes out there and gets him by the hand. And her precious little angel, yelling at the top of his voice, she just takes him in the house. He had to come in. Now, he's still her. Well, he may not be a precious little angel, but he's her son. And that never was disturbed, but he can no longer play outside. And I think that a child of God can go on down here disgracing the Lord. And the Lord will either set them aside or else they are taken home by death. And God doesn't mind doing that. He, I think, does it in many instances.